For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, sitting in for Mike Stubbs alongside Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty. And you can reach Joan anytime. It will be a busy number probably sometime, but she will call you right back. 519-672-9880. Email joanball at royallepage.ca. You came in here like a whirling dervish.
This time of year, I do tend to start going on the faster side of things. You know, still try and keep it at a good pace.
Right.
Because you slow down, you go faster. You know, you just need to keep everything organized. Yeah, it speeds up at this time of year.
Okay. All right. Now, walk me through the process right now. People would be looking to put their house for sale for maybe June?
May? No.
They're putting it up already?
And here's the misconception. Mm-hmm. People think that, you know, once the grass is green and it's grown and the flowers are up and everything in June or, you know, late May, June, that's when you should put your property on the market. No, people want to be in the new house by then.
Oh, a great
for
point.
The summer.
Yeah.
So you back it up. So really right now is when if I'm doing anything, I'm sitting down with people and getting things organized so we can get on the market.
Right.
Got some great listings on, got some great listings coming up. So this is really when the market activates. Now, depending on how cold the winter is, sometimes it starts a bit earlier. Sometimes March is really the listing month.
Right.
This year with February so cold, you know, people tended to hold off a bit, but March activity was very good because there was a good supply of listings and the buyers were really getting out there. They were sort of finished the February blahs and cabin fever and all that stuff. So saying, okay, let's get out and look.
Right. I've just got to pass along a traffic note because we're getting a lot of phone calls in here. Wonderland from 402 all the way up to Riverside.
Oh.
The lights are out.
Oh.
And one caller saying, Nickster's passed along to me, he's been dealing with calls. I don't know if you've noticed that the phones have been ringing an awful lot since we've even just started the show. And that's everybody's saying, one man saying it took him about an hour to take that stretch of Wonderland. So you'll want to avoid that. Again, Wonderland 402 to Riverside, all of the lights are out. Thank you very much to all of the phone calls. And I'm sorry, I wanted to get back to this. The notion that we have to sit down, plan selling the house, what all goes into that? Because a lot of people would say, you put a sign up and then you sign the papers. That's how it goes.
Well, you know, that may have happened and worked in the past.
Right.
It's not how real estate should be done today.
Right, okay.
And so that's why you really want to make sure that if you're considering listing your property, that you are sitting down with a number of maybe more than one agent, you know,
okay.
and really looking at what can they offer, what are those extra services that they offer in preparation and in marketing once it gets on the market. Anybody can put a sign on the front lawn.
Right.
If it was that easy, we wouldn't have realtors.
You know what? It's interesting. A lot of us totally misunderstand that. We've heard about the prep. We know about you brought in stagers,
right?
And
yep.
you've brought in different contractors, mm-hmm. to say, well, this is what helps your curb, mm-hmm. appeal. We know the prep. We totally forget that there's got to be a marketing angle to it as well.
Of course. That's huge. I mean, you know, my service model does tend to be somewhat front-end loaded because we need to make sure that when we go on the market, we've lined up all our ducks. And no one wants to sit on the real estate market for months and months and months.
Right, of course not.
So you do have to look at those three aspects that sell your property: location, condition, and that takes into exterior staging, interior prepping and purging and staging and getting everything ready. And then pricing, really looking at the accuracy of how you're examining the comparables and making sure that you're lining up within the market. You're not overshooting the market, you know, in asking too much. You're really giving an ample exposure. You're providing all the avenues of marketing online and any other way that you might be able to do it. And so it's got to be a complete picture. And because you really, as a seller, do not want to leave any more money on the table. You know, you want to get as much as you can. From a buyer's perspective, you want to do your due diligence and verify all aspects of the property so that when you own the property, you have full and complete enjoyment.
With Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com. You can email joanball@roylepage.ca or call 519-672-9880. Of course, you can give us a call right now in the studio at 519-643-1290. Maybe you're just one of those people whose ears have perked up saying, oh yeah, I never thought about that. I'm supposed to have my house on the market now so that people can move in the summer. I wonder how I begin this process. Joan Ball will be able to help you with that as well, 519-643-1290. Joan, when we come back, there's another angle that I think a lot of people forget, and I happen to know from inside sources that you're a master of it, and that's the negotiation side of things. When you actually sit down with the people that are selling, when you're representing the buyer or vice versa, what's that conversation like? We'll check it out with Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, as we continue Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman, weekdays 3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's embarrassing, it's shameful, but we are addicted to our cell phones.
It's interactive, opinionated talk radio.
I'm not trying to be self-righteous, I'm not trying to be holier than thou. It's just the way my parents raised me, and it stuck.
Today's stories with Andy's own perspective.
Why aren't we calling it what it is, and that is an epidemic?
3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1243 News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, sitting in for Mike Stubbs with Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880 is the number to get a hold of her, and a lot of people getting a hold of her. Does it ever take you by surprise, this time of season, that it starts as quickly as it does?
No.
It never does.
I have an expression. I think our market sometimes is like turning on a tap.
Yeah.
One day I'm sitting there going, oh my God, what am I going to do today? Let's clean the office. And then the next day it's, oh my gosh, how am I going to get time to do anything other than work?
Well, and it's funny, and I'm sure that a lot of your colleagues as well, they're in the same boat as well, where you kind of look around at each other and you just say, do you remember when we're complaining about being bored? And, you know, I can't remember the last time I was able to sit down and actually, you know, make a proper dinner instead of just kind of grabbing it on the fly. But it is kind of nice that you know it will come eventually.
Yeah, I do. I do. And you know, our market for the most part throughout the year is pretty good. It's at a good pace. Mm-hmm. And that's usually from about August to February,
right,
the end of February. And so I really like that. I get my running shoes on this time of year.
Good
and
for
I get
you.
Used to sort of, it's quite interesting because I do find that I'll even eat differently. I'll make sure I get to bed a little bit earlier. You know, I'll space out certain things and just try and organize certain things a little bit more in a precise manner so that I'm ready to fly. If I've got a stack of seller's guides or buyer's guides that I use, you know, right, on hand, rather than having to print them off each time, I'll have, you know, a stack of 10, so I can really go on a fly.
Let me ask you though, right now, as you get more people, are more people looking at selling or are more people looking at buying? I know that we have a pretty even market right now.
Yes, we do have a balanced market.
Right.
So do know that there are different trends where the buyers tend to be on the market versus the sellers. Interestingly, historically, there have been percentage-wise more sellers come on the market in May, where because their perception again is that the flowers need to be up, the windows need to be washed, you know, that everything outside needs to look perfectly purdy. and yet the buyers are starting on the market, you know, usually when it's not so cold of February into the latter part of February and into March. And so our market traditionally has been sort of February, March, April. And then it'll trickle into May and June, depending on. But the buyers can be very active in March and April.
Okay.
And yet, here the sellers are coming on in May.
Right, you know? Yeah.
But this year, I mean, the last 2 years have really been out of the tradition because we had so much snow last year.
So much cold this
year. And so much cold this year.
Yeah. Oh, I just finally just felt it leaving my bones just in the last couple of days as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, 519-643-1290. We did get a text into 1290.
Right.
Hi, if one was having a house built and has a house to sell,
right.
Oh, this is a great question. When is a good time to put it on the market? The new one would take 5 months start to finish. Thanks, Jane.
Right. And
that's a great question to try to balance everything. You hear about the anarchy of people that have been living in somebody else's basement with their stuff in a storage.
It shouldn't necessarily happen, but there are sometimes secondary plans that you need to make.
Right.
In the event of, and do know that if you're having a house built, the builder can extend that closing date up to 60 days prior to the closing. Now, that's sort of the norm. Some builders, their contracts will be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, they can, if they run into problems, they have that within their contract that they can extend it. So I always say just be ready for that regardless. Now, having, you know, many builders will accept an offer conditional on the sale of your house. Many resale sellers may not.
Mm-hmm.
So that works a little differently and it does assist with the process. And in some situations, I have a client right now, for example, their house that they're selling, they've closed, or they haven't closed, they've sold it firm. And what they're going to do is just go live at their trailer for, you know, a month.
Great.
Until the condo, the new condo that they're having built, is going to be ready.
Smart idea.
So,
I mean, even sublet a trailer for a nice holiday.
Oh, no, they have
for
a
couple of months.
Or a cottage.
You
know, I've had people live at a cottage for a little while.
Tough living. You might not want the house after that, though.
that's possible too. But, you know, this is the balancing act that we as realtors really need to know how to coordinate. If I've got someone who they've got young children, they can't look at that, then what we need to do is really just put the expectation for the buyer as at a reasonable level in that we're asking for 120 or 140 day closing date from the time of negotiations so that they can work with the builder to get everything fine-tuned so they know what they want. And then once theirs firms up, boom, we're ready to go with that. If the new build is ready prior to when the closing date they've negotiated for their resale house or their other house, then we can always move it up. A buyer would always want to get in early in many cases.
So. You know how you always hear you always see, for example, the sell this on your own real estate.
Yep.
I panic at the thought of trying to coordinate all of that myself. I absolutely panic. All right, I got to get this house ready. Okay, I got to get all the documents signed. Did I sign them all properly? Did I have it done in time? Yeah. What didn't I look out for at this house? And just as you were explaining all of the rules of, well, yeah, you can move this around. If I didn't know that, the amount of unfair stress I would be putting through my family.
But, you know, the bigger issue from some of those are, you have to know that there's not clear understanding as far as disclosure. You know, when you're either purchasing a home that's for sale by owner or, you know, not represented.
Mm-hmm.
There are disclosure laws that I have to abide to.
Right.
So, and I have to do my due diligence to make sure that I find out as much as I can about that property so that the impact on the future owner is minimized,
right.
You know, is really, you know, that's my responsibility. So I think that's the bigger issue that we're starting to see come to light is that individuals may not know what they have to disclose. They may not know what a latent defect is, and that's an obligation to disclose, you know, and so that's really becoming the bigger issue here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. I still haven't gotten into your brain on what happens in that negotiation thing. We'll talk about that.
Course.
I've also got a question in here talking about first-time home buyers, which I know this season with interest rates might be kind of the last time that we can really say this is the best time to be. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well as we continue to ask the experts from News Talk 1290, CJBK, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. Joan Ball with us, and you can email joanball@royallepage.ca, 519-672-9880. Call 519-643-1290 to get into the studio. Text at 101290. Ask the experts on News Talk 1290.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Weekdays 3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's embarrassing, it's shameful, but we are addicted to our cell phones.
It's interactive, opinionated talk radio.
I'm not trying to be self-righteous. I'm not trying to be holier than thou. It's just the way my parents raised me, and it stuck.
Today's stories with Andy's own perspective.
Why aren't we calling it what it is, and that is an epidemic?
3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1254 News Talk 1290 CJBK. Al Coombs in for Mike Stubbs with Joan Ball from Royal LePage, Triland Realty, 519-672-9880. Joan Ball at royallepage.ca. We're going to be talking about negotiating. And like I said, I know that you're one of the best. I've heard from other people. Oh, geez. Sometimes in a room with her and I've got to negotiate. It's tough.
No. I'm very kind.
You know, I'm not saying that you're not kind. I'm just saying that you're a tough one to win over. And I want to talk about some of the secrets, but I did get this question in that I wanted to ask from Bob and Bonnie. Right. As a first-time home buyer, are there benefits that we have that other people don't?
Absolutely. First-time home buyers should be taking care of all the advantages. So you have a land transfer tax rebate, your RSPs you can pull out and use and then take 15 years to pay it all back. You know, you can use that benefit with no penalty. There are some income tax issues that you can work out to your benefit. So really sit down with your mortgage broker or a mortgage specialist and discuss all of those aspects and make sure when you go into your lawyer clearly understands you're a first-time homebuyer and take advantage of those things.
Do you find that most people do know or don't know about all
that? I find a lot of people don't know.
Really? And especially now we were talking about the interest rates and we keep being told this, that this is probably the last time that we'll be able to say this is the best time to buy a home for a long, long, long time. So it's very, very important to jump on things as soon as you can. I do want to talk about this negotiating because a lot of times we hear, okay, they're asking $250 for this house. All right, well, I want it for $220. And somebody, you go into a room and then all of a sudden somebody emerges and say, okay, well, we've decided at $230 or $230. What happens in that negotiation process?
Okay. So do know that no two negotiations are exactly the same. When I walk in, and I always prefer to present my offers to the seller if I'm working for a buyer. And if I'm working with a seller, then I really will go with what their preference is. If they want the agent to be there to present, then that's fine. If that agent wants to present, then obviously I'm going to give them the courtesy to be able to do that. We've become very much an online system. So there are many agents that just simply will email you the listings. And, you know, that's the way they operate. So that's fine, too. But if I'm working on behalf of a buyer, I really do want to sit down and meet with the seller. It's going to give me a fair bit of information that I think will help me in helping my buyer get the best dollar.
Yeah.
And I really want to some degree, explain sort of and get any clarity on any issues with the house. You know, is the sprinkler managed by you, a sprinkler system?
Are there people that go into it saying, yeah, well, first of all, you're never getting that because I saw the roof. And does anybody actually negotiate hardline like you would see?
Sure.
Do they really?
Couldn't be successful. I've been sitting with sellers and I've had agents present that way. And you know, my belief is that you get more bees with honey than with vinegar.
Sure, of course.
And so really present in the best light, and you want the sellers to work with you if you're a buyer's agent.
Sure.
You know, you really want to be endearing. And actually, in all honesty, over my career, I've had many individuals call me who said, and I said, where did you get my name? Well, you presented an offer for a buyer years ago when we were selling our house. And we really liked the way you did that. And so that is just so flattering.
I
you know,
imagine.
that's yeah. that's wonderful. But it's really, it's a dance. And that's the way I look at it. You know, when you think of the sellers are doing the cha-cha perhaps, and the buyers are doing, you know, the waltz or whatever. And, you know, you, what you're trying to do is you're trying to marry the attitudes, ideas, and wants and needs of all parties to some degree. However, when I'm working on buyer's behalf, I'm going to clearly frame it in a way that I'm hoping will get us what we want, but I'm also going to be realistic with them. You know, if it's 250 and you're going in at 220, chances are you may not get that unless there's some extenuating circumstances. The property's vacant. It's been on the market for, you know, 6 months.
Right.
There's some sales comparables in the area that justify the 220. So we'll try and massage it and get it as close as possible. And then there's always those items they also want with the house too.
Of course. Well, it's I keep saying it over, and you know, you see the ad how realtors help and everything, and when you're making a major investment, thank you, Joan, for always being on our side. Appreciate it. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty. You forgot to bring the sun today. That's the ongoing joke
in
CJBK. This is
I
the
know.
First time it's ever
That's
not
right.
been
That's
to fruition.
That's okay. I'll bring you some sometime over the weekend.
Deal. All right. Deal. Joan, thank you as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
JoanBall.com is the website. 519-672-9880. JoanBall@RoyalLePage.ca. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.